as we promised you, for the first time this afternoon in her almost 90 days as mayor of the great city of Bloomington, Indiana. Joining us this afternoon is Mayor Kerry Thompson. Mayor Thompson, thank you for making time for us today. How are you?
It's my delight. I'm really happy to finally be on your show, Mike. I'm doing great.
Well, we were very patient, and we know you have much bigger things to do. And, well, first of all, congratulations on becoming the mayor of Bloomington. We know you've been in almost 90 days. Politics wasn't always something that you were involved in. How did we get to this point, and who pushed you into this arena?
Well, I've always been a voter. I've never missed a chance to vote, but you're right. I have never run for office, and the only campaign I had actually really worked very hard on was back in the 90s. I ran a campaign against Oliver North when he was running for Senate in Virginia. But as I watched our community and, really had ideas for how we could change things in Bloomington, some of those voices that had been pushing me for a while, top among them, Charlotte Zietlow, finally made their impact, and I decided to throw my name in the hat.
Is that terrifying? I know a lot of listeners to this program probably haven't run for office in their lifetimes, but how does that work with the ego? Because you haven't done it before, and now you're running for mayor. It's not for, and I don't demean any of these other positions, but that's a big job.
Yeah, it's a big job, and I've held executive roles for a long time, so I know, I'm very familiar running complex organizations. Nonetheless, unless you've been mayor before, you've never done it. And so it's scary. And, I was just talking at our Women's History Month event today, encouraging people to really think about the ways that they want to serve. And even if there's something that intimidates them, to step forward and give it a shot.
Well, that's a great way. As you mentioned, you don't know until you do know. So the campaign trail, the election that we know, you knew from May of last year for the most part, and we get it, we understand it. Did that help kind of bed in and give you that extra time instead of having to go through perhaps the stress of November?
Oh, certainly a relief to not have to go through stress of November. But It's pretty hard to build too much of an on-ramp until you're actually in the office. But our team was able to prepare, and starting in October, we started talking to department heads and interviewing them and figuring out where the holes were, because of course at the end of any administration, people depart, and so. That was helpful, and certainly my top goal in my first 100 days was to build a great team.
Mayor Kerry Thompson joins us this afternoon, the mayor of Bloomington. And putting that team together, how important and how much help did you get? No one does this by themselves. And surrounding yourself with, did you look into people who had been in city government before? Did you look for people outside of that realm? What was your plan in putting this team together?
So anytime I build a team, I believe in a distributed leadership model. So I'm looking really for people who want to lead, and I wanted to balance people who had a lot of city experience. It is, it's very complex. There are many moving parts here. So we need people who know what they're doing here. But I also wanted innovators, and I didn't want to have any tone of, that's the way we've always done it, so that's the way we're going to do it. I at least need a willingness to say, here's why we've decided it's best practice. Is there also a better way? And so we have a really nice balance of folks that came in from the private sector, folks that came from other parts of government, and then, existing city department heads. And, of course, the city has over 800 employees. And you wouldn't believe you probably would believe if you live in the city of Bloomington, the dedication of our city team is, it just astounds me every day, and I'm really honored to work with them.
And that's a great point, because the institutional knowledge that is there, you can't keep somebody in a job that they obviously don't want to be in, or they're moving on to other things for whatever reason. But 16 departments, have you been cramming for the test here in the first 90 days? How do you go about familiarizing yourself with all of the unbelievable things the city of Bloomington does?
Well, the first thing I did, actually, was last fall I took the Residence Academy.
Oh, okay.
Which I highly recommend to all of our residents. You get a really good snapshot of many of the major things that the city does. And then Deputy Mayor Knapp and I conducted listening sessions with every city department once we got into office. And we heard about their hopes and dreams, what's working, what's not working so well. And that in itself was a great education.
Mayor Carrie Thompson is our guest this afternoon. She is almost 90 days, or right around there. Speaking of Deputy Mayor Knapp, how did she come to the forefront? Is that someone you had in your back pocket when this process started? Or did you go through a vetting process of potential candidates? I'm always fascinated how the sausage is made a little bit.
You know, any great team is led with at least a partnership at the top. And so I really had a criteria of what I was looking for. Every mayor is different, and that means they need a different kind of deputy mayor just to match skill sets and really divide the work well. And Deputy Mayor Knapp and I actually had worked together briefly. She was a consultant on a project that I facilitated at the Center for Rural Engagement. We worked extremely well together, and so she was one of the candidates that I spoke to, and she just immediately rose to the top, and I'm so glad she did, because she's absolutely perfect for the job.
Well, we'll get a chance to meet her and talk to her next week, but this week we have Mayor Carrie Thompson with us. And the Director of Rural Engagement for Indiana University, how important in your mind is it that you have experience working for the university, now being in the city, to keep that partnership, lines of communication open, town and gown, I know some people like to call it, but we're all in this together.
We absolutely are all in this together, and relationships really matter. And so I've worked at the university. That is that will come in very handy. That also means I understand how the university works, and it's different than any business or government agency. But I also have worked in the private sector. I ran a nonprofit for 20 years, and so I know a lot about working with businesses, and obviously Habitat for Humanity is a pretty significant home developer. That is one of our major challenges in the city, is the lack of housing. And so, you know, I would say every part of my experience, though I did not know it was preparing me to be mayor, has really helped me along the path.
Well, exactly. Having that depth and breadth of knowledge in multiple areas. Well, you have 16 departments. Is it 16? Is that the magic number? I know there's a...
That sounds right.
That's right. There's a lot of things going on. Well, some of the early challenges that your administration has had to face hasn't been different from the previous administration. I think one of the first times that we saw you out in front of the media might have been on Indianapolis TV, dealing with a homelessness or an unhoused, I don't know the proper terminology, I don't mean to be flippant, a
right.
campsite that was that had to be taken down for health and safety and all the other reasons, and you were out there leading the line. How important was that for you, that issue, to get, well, just in the first hours of your mayorship?
Well, you know, that camp move had been planned in the last administration. I knew resources and solutions for our unhoused neighbors had to be one of my top priorities. And I just didn't know how visible it was going to be, as, you know, as soon as it was. It was critically important for me, though. You know, our team was all ready to go. They just kind of informed me that they were going. It was very important to me to go myself. because unless you can actually talk to people, hear about their experiences, both our staff team and the outreach workers and the people who were living in the camps themselves, that's how you get to actually understand the complexity of a problem, and that's where the best solutions come from. So it was critically important for me to be out there.
This is a, I don't want to ask this question, but I think I have to. How difficult, or is it more difficult now that you had kind of that experience to solve this problem? Is there solutions based? How do you view this? I don't know what to call it. The unhoused, it's not an epidemic, but how do we refer to this? And what is the next challenge on trying to either reduce it or minimize it? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think the place that we go is we develop the principles that we want to live by as a community. And so those principles are emerging pretty clearly for me. The first is that we need to lead with dignity and compassion for all of the people who are involved. And the second is that I want Bloomington to be a place where we can say to everybody who is from here, we can have a roof to offer you for the night. You don't have to stay in a tent. We expect that everybody in our community can treat each other with respect and respect our community. So I think we're starting to develop some principles, getting the programs to support those principles. We don't have enough shelters right now. So if I had to close all of the camps today, we could not offer everybody a roof over their heads. So it is complex, but I think once you get the principles straight in any problem, it leads the path to what's next.
How important is the collaboration between city, county, even state, and maybe federal in this project moving forward? It can't be pushed onto one entity's doorstep, can it?
Absolutely not. And in fact, I would say it's not just those entities that you listed, but I think we need the whole community helping. So every once in a while, somebody will say, what are you going to do? I can list what I'm going to do. As mayor, you know, my share should be much more than any other individual's. But really, I am continuing to ask our community, what are we going to do together and what's your part? Because this challenge right now has risen to a level it's going to take really all of us pulling in the same direction.
Mayor Carrie Thompson is our guest today. She checks in from City Hall for the first time with us here in the first 90 days of her administration, and plenty of things are going on. You've had to hire some new department heads, and you just hired one recently this week in the Housing and Neighborhood Group. Tell me about your new hire.
Yes, so Anna Killian Hansen is our new director of the Housing and Neighborhood Development Department. Anna is no stranger to housing. She has been doing it all her life. She grew up actually with a couple generations of folks who were in the housing industry, and she has a wealth of experience. She was our assistant director, and then she served as our interim director. So we're really lucky to have her. And then David Hiddle starts on Monday. On April Fool's Day, that's no joke, but hopefully he really is coming. He is really a gem. He's been running the planning district up in Tippecanoe County, and that's a municipal district that does city-county together, and he is great. He's got great leadership, and he's gonna work with the culture here really well, in addition to being an excellent planner with years of experience. He honeymooned in Bloomington, so you know this is his dream city.
Well, okay, I'll let the West Lafayette part slide then. If he's honeymooning in Bloomington,
right?
that's the fair part we could do there. Mayor Carrie Thompson joins us today, and she's busy. You've already had I can't find the right terminology here, but you went to Summit Elementary School to have a community conversation. I know that's not the right word. Traveling town hall.
Yeah.
There we go. show.
That's right.
And that's, again, another big issue in the housing world that we're talking about, what's happening over by Summit and 5,000 houses, 4,000 houses. We'll get to that down the road because that's not happening tomorrow. But the traveling town halls will continue on. What was the impetus behind this, and what are you trying to achieve as you get out into the community? Is this every month? How often are we going to do this?
Yeah, so I will be publicly available in some way for the general public to ask me questions and things at least once a month. And so I'm going to do 6 of these traveling town halls in different districts for city council. So you don't have to live in that district to come to that town hall, but I just want to make sure I'm making my way well around the city. So we did the first, which was in Isabel Piedmont Smith, District 1. And in May, we'll do our next traveling town hall. I believe we're doing that in District 2. But in April, instead of a big town hall, I'm going to hold some office hours at a local coffee shop. And have people just stop in if they want to chat with me. So look for that on our social media at the mayor's office, and we'll be putting out a press release about it as well.
Yeah, and those are starting to fly out. Now I know you guys are getting comfortable as the press releases start coming. And that's great because, well, there's a lot of things going on here in Bloomington. And I would be remiss not to ask you about, not next Monday, April Fool's, but the Monday after that has garnered some attention nationwide, regionally, and everything else. It's our the Great North American Solar Eclipse. And I know you've met with state and county in Indiana University, law enforcement, safety enforcement officials. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a big deal. The trick with this is nobody knows how big a deal it's going to be until it happens.
Right.
The weather's going to affect it. Everything else is going to affect it. But our team is ready for the biggest deal, and if it turns out to be a smaller deal, I know we're all going to have a great time having this common experience of awe at the solar eclipse. So I'm really looking forward to April 8th. And then April 9th, the very next night at 7 p.m. at the Buskirk Chumley, I will be holding the State of the City address. So that's going to be fun. We will have a great show choir performing and several other very fun components. So it's not just a drab politician speech. It's a celebration of our city.
Well, that's how it should be as well. And your first one, you'll never have another first one. So everyone's invited April 9th. That'll be an hour long at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Everybody knows where that is at. And continue to watch the social media for updates on everything that goes on. Well, that's a pretty busy April 8th and April 9th. Have you had any time to catch your breath and kind of relax and look back at your 90 days? How have your goals in those first 3 months, have they matched up? And what should we look forward to perhaps in the next 90 days?
Yes. So we're making great progress on our goals. But my top goal in the first 100 days, and April 9th marks 100 days in office for me. So my top goal was to build a solid team. And we squarely have done that. We really are just incredibly fortunate to have the team assembled that we have. And this team is already really rocking through a lot of work. I'll want to make significant progress with the CIB on the convention center. We do intend to draft a housing plan, that probably won't get totally complete in that, next 90 days, but, we'll get close. And then we have, Hopewell, which has, been really a challenge to get the amount of affordable housing or attainable housing there that we want. And so we hope to see some more progress on Hopewell in those 90 days.
There is never a dull moment. And that's what's the exciting part about Bloomington and life in Monroe County. The students, the potential, the convention center will be expanded at some point. The broadband, the eclipse, the fire stations, I could go on and on, but I just want to thank you again for making time for us today. That's absolutely outstanding. We hope we can grab some time with you in the next 90 days to see how everything is going and catch up on some of these other bigger topics. Well, you have plenty of big topics to handle, but thank you for joining us today. Happy eclipse. I don't know. What do we say to somebody? Welcome to Bloomington. Yeah. Happy eclipse. Is there a...
Have
a great eclipse.
Have an awesome eclipse. I think it is going to be awesome. So, you know, if it doesn't fill you with awe, that's probably you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be awesome.
Wear your glasses, kids. Wear your glasses.
That's right.
And we'll remind everybody of your big State of the City coming up on April 9th as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I can't wait to get caught up down the road.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.